And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who won a Nobel Prize for Literature and who also said, "I've always been convinced that my true profession is that of journalist," Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, on this day in 1927, author of one of the most important books in Latin American literature, 100 Years of Solitude. He worked for a newspaper in Bogota for many years, wrote at least three stories a week, movie reviews, editorials, and then when everyone had gone home for the day, he'd stay in the newsroom and write fiction. He said, "I liked the noise of the linotype machines, which sounded like rain. If they stopped and I was left in silence, I wouldn't be able to work." He started to write short stories. He learned from James Joyce and from Hemingway, and also from Kafka. He said the first line of Kafka's Metamorphosis almost knocked him off the bed. He was so surprised. The first line, "As Gregor Samsa awoke that morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed into a gigantic insect." He told an interview, "When I read the line, I thought to myself that I didn't know anyone was allowed to write things like that. So I immediately started writing short stories." He said it was from James Joyce and Virginia Woolf he learned to write interior monologue, and it was from William Faulkner that he learned to write about his childhood surroundings. His birth town, Aracataca, the model for the fictional village Macondo in 100 Years of Solitude. The book that begins many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. Garcia Marquez said that it was from his own grandmother that he learned the tone that he used in that book. He said his grandmother told stories that sounded supernatural and fantastic, but she told them with complete naturalness, with no expression on her face. He said, "I discovered that what I had to do was believe in the stories myself and write them with the same expression with which my grandmother told them, with a brick face. When I finally discovered the tone I had to use, I sat down for 18 months and worked every day." Garcia Marquez said, "Ultimately, literature is nothing but carpentry. Both are very hard work. Writing something is almost as hard as making a table. With both, you are working with reality, a material just as hard as wood. Basically, very little magic and a lot of hard work involved." Here's a poem for today by Richard Wilbur, "Boy at the Window." "Seeing the snowman standing all alone in dusk and cold is more than he can bear. The small boy weeps to hear the wind prepare a night of gnashings and enormous moan. His tearful sight can hardly reach to where the pale-faced figure with bitumen eyes returns him such a godforsaken stare as outcast Adam gave to paradise. The man of snow is nonetheless content, having no wish to go inside and die. Still, he is moved to see the youngster cry, though frozen water is his element. He melts enough to drop from one soft eye a trickle of the purest rain, a tear for the child at the bright pane surrounded by such warmth, such light, such love, and so much fear." "Boy at the Window" by Richard Wilbur, from his collected poems, published by Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.